Welcome to Burrito Quest, week 41, the Mean Green.
It's pretty mean.
Fuck. It's pretty messy. So, well, so far, I'm doing okay. I managed to keep it together, but this burrito is basically like a big sack of...
A big diaper.
Mud. It's not a diaper. Don't say diaper. I don't want to... I opened up this salsa, and I don't want to pour it in there, because I don't want to add liquid content to this fucking burrito.
This was a bad idea, actually, to do that. I made it tasty because of the spice, but...
So, this burrito, all it has in it is their green chili meat concoction, which is normally for green chili meat burritos, beans, which are refried beans, and cheese. So, it's understandably,
messy.
Yeah. Ben's attacking this thing. He keeps taking a bite and putting it down and taking a bite and putting it down.
I'm actually more drinking this thing out of
you want a
the
straw?
Crevices that emerge.
I'm pretty dedicated. This is a really good burrito. I wish it was better constructed, though. I wonder what could be done to... Maybe they should grill it.
I'm not a fan of the texture like this, dude.
The texture...
Like, they cooked this thing in the fat so long that everything's liquefied.
Well, I have bad news.
Yes, I know.
What is it?
I know, we have to do it again next week.
Next week is the Mean Greener.
What's the difference?
Pork instead of beef, and because it's the pork... And I guess you're supposed to make pork a creamy meat. It's creamier. Be like a creamy pork meat thing.
Well,
with potatoes and beans.
One thing that'll change though is that you don't have ground beef. You actually have pieces of pork in it, so that might help.
No.
Anyway, this burrito, mine just started to explode a little bit. I'm gonna try and manage this. Deciding an attack.
It's definitely spicy, but
I'm like breastfeeding from this fucking burrito.
Those are the slurping sounds coming from Isaac.
If I can just kind of mold the tortilla into a nipple and...
Oh, shit.
You love this tortilla? Or this tortilla. This burrito that much, Ben?
Enough to breastfeed from it?
Definitely enough to breastfeed from it. I think the taste is really good, but I agree that the texture is a huge problem.
Yeah. So now it's starting to come out the bottom.
I never thought I'd say that, because we've had some textural...
Oh!
There it goes! Oh, no! We've had some problems with burritos before where they just, like, spooged out the bottom, and I thought I was okay with that because mine didn't fall apart like your guys' did. Remember, texture when you're eating it was okay. But this one here is just, it's kind of slimy.
Yeah, this is not too good.
The taste is fine, though.
Yeah, it tastes really good.
Tastes...
Spicy?
Spicy. Texture, slimy. Construction,
I mean, I
sloppy.
Can think of probably several... There's probably several burritos we've had that I would rather have than this one.
What would fix this?
A deer hunter.
Wrap it in a deer hunter.
Oh my god.
It's some kind of...
I wonder if that's even possible.
Diablos Mean Green. A Mean Green wrapped in everything spicy they have.
What this is
becoming. I wonder if rice would help this be stabler.
Mm, I don't know.
Or chicken?
Maybe they need to wrap it like another tortilla around it.
Maybe if they just used the ingredients separately instead of dredging them out of a vat. That's been warmed all day and slowly breaking it down.
So you think we have these for breakfast?
Mm-mm. Well, I don't know, dude, because I don't know what the vat meats and stuff look like. The vat meats. That's my favorite burrito.
The vat meats are pretty tasty.
Yeah, but I don't know what they look like in the morning. I don't think they have them, do they?
You know what actually would help? I think you just put in too many beans. Like, cause all you need is like a hint of bean in this, and is more or less equal portions.
The fault could rely with the construction, the burrito ristra.
I don't know. The way that he folds them is mostly pretty decent. Although we've had a lot of falling apart burritos since we've gotten that guy.
We've had that for a long time.
Though. Yeah, we also tip him and.
And he overfills the burrito.
Yeah, he does try and give us the best quality.
Right, if this thing had, like, a sane amount of food in it, instead of, like, a triple portion, which we're basically eating here, I bet that it would not fall apart this way.
Mm.
So we have to blame his generosity.
No, we're blaming generosity.
His good intentions are causing problems.
You're causing problems, pal.
I'm not causing problems.
You're gonna be.
I think you can also tell about the moistness of this burrito by... Look at these salsa cups.
Yeah. I told you I didn't want to put any in there.
I have used only one salsa cup, which normally I use two or more.
I used only one as well, and the only reason I finished it is I felt obliged to finish it, because I opened it and I started using it.
I poured a little bit into my burrito, it disappeared down into the gooiness. It's like, no, this is a bad idea.
Some kind of witch's brew.
It was. A bruja burrito.
Mm. Oh, the bruja, that's a good one.
Yeah,
what would you rename the bruja?
The bruja would be this burrito with a deer hunter wrapped around it.
Okay.
Mm. The green bruja. Bruja verde.
It feels like I finished that burrito quickly, and I think the reason was because I was afraid to linger.
Because it basically poured into you.
It's like
it's like I drank a burrito smoothie. So you're saying this a friend of yours wants to do burrito quests today? We should make him drink a burrito smoothie.
We basically are, since we're giving him the mean greener.
I don't know, dude. It doesn't feel right. Because we're going off plan.
It's true. We'd be doing extra burritos in the course of a week.
Yeah.
We could have a greatest hits.
I think that's a better way to go if we find some burritos that we think are fantastic.
Maybe we can have him pick. We can have homework.
He doesn't like green chili.
I don't give a shit. He's picking for us. I mean, that might be horrible. If he picks gobblers for all of us, dude, I will punch him in the mouth.
He has a very big mouth.
I don't care. I will wrap that gobbler in my fist and cram it down his throat.
Dan just hulks out when he gets around the gobbler.
Yeah, I would say that if we use your plan, we will have to put the gobbler. In fact, I would say anything that's ham in it. Has to be off limits.
No, I don't mind some of the ham stuff.
I don't mind the gobbler.
This is it.
If he pays us.
He's got to buy them.
That's not even worthwhile.
Well, how about this?
A free gobbler for you.
No, bought it and then paid us.
To eat it? Oh, okay. Well, how about this?
$50.
He has to pick two different burrito choices for each of us.
What if he picks, like, gobbler and All-American?
No, but if he does that for you, then he's got to pick two different ones for Isaac. So it's six different ones, and we get to pick one of them that we
eat. I think we should be, like... We should jury.
We should kiss.
We should wait. We should make out.
No, I veto.
No, what I'm trying to say is we should put together a list of, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 burritos that we like, that we'd be willing to eat again, and say, we'll have a party, a burrito party, in which we...
My pants.
Is that where you're heading with this burrito?
No.
Which we should eat those burritos only.
Okay. I mean, honestly, there's only... about five burritos that I would be...
We should do that.
Maybe just be like, no! Maybe not even five.
We should make a gobbler list. Like a list of all the burritos that we will not eat again.
It's the burrito veto list.
And he can pick anything else or the other 30
or so.
You guys
are pussies. I'm just going to do... pick anything.
Yeah, I'd be down with that too. I mean, hopefully he won't just be a dick.
Well, this...
I mean, you guys know this guy, not me. All right, well, we'll figure something
out. Actually, I'd even eat the old American over the gobbler, so I would just say no gobblers.
What I'm saying, though. It's going to be three different burritos, so we can't pick gobblers for all of us.
Guys,
when we get
famous as fuck, and off of this recording, that's going to be one of our merchandise. No gobblers.
No gobblers allowed.
Put that in the rap video.
All right, well.
No fat chicks, no gobblers.
I'm going to rate this burrito, then.
Do it.
I'll rate it, shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, it wasn't shit. I'll rate it nachos from the movie theater.
I like nachos from the movie theater.
Yeah, but they're kind of messy.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're not good nachos.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think this is an okay burrito, and it was way too messy for me to ever really want to eat again.
Really?
Well, yeah, I'd order just about anything. No gobblers. Before I would order this burrito. I mean, I'd rather just get a green chili meat burrito than this burrito.
Me too.
It would be cheaper, and it wouldn't fall apart all over the place, probably. And if it was sitting on the heat lamp long enough, it would have congealed into a nice solid mass.
What happened if we froze this burrito?
Oh, and deep fat fry it?
No, in ice cube trays.
Like
this would be a good chimichanga.
All right. Get to ratings.
I'm going to rate this shit's the Hindenburg. Done.
Like the blimp?
Yeah.
Crash and burn. You gonna rate it, Ben? Or
I don't know if I can.
Sit there and stare. I don't know. Why don't you rate it something like you found something somewhere that you weren't expecting to find?
I should rate this like
it's
my version of giving him a solid 3.
Zing!
This burrito's like something that's kind of good, but not really good.
A solid something kind of good, not really good.
No, I don't think you can rate this burrito solid anything.
Well.
No, I would rate this burrito...
Apropos.
I'd rate this burrito League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the movie.
The movie sucked ass.
Yeah.
Okay, so you rated it horrible.
No, hey, you know, Ben's going back to, like, the old school Ben, where he would, like, start out the burrito quest, like, this is great.
I hate it. That's not old school.
No, he hasn't done that in a while. I was listening back at the podcast, and he hasn't done that for a while.
This burrito was, I mean, it should have been good. It was actually good in places.
But you, like, nearly jizzed yourself when you took your first bite.
The first bite was delicious.
Well, most of the first
bites like,
are
it's like watching Star Wars 1, and you're like, hey, Star Wars screen. It's like Star Wars on the movie theater, and then the movie starts playing. You're like, this was really tasty.
That's a pretty
good halfway movie. Through, you still have credits. Hope.
Yeah, and then...
And then it falls apart all
and then,
over
and
your
then
hands.
You're thinking back, and you're like, you know, some parts of that were pretty good, but most of it just made a big mess.
Yeah. That's a good
that's
rating.
That's a really good rating.
And that's how I feel about League of Extraordinary... League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Okay.
I'm not going to change my rating to Star Wars because I noticed that I do that throughout all the ratings, but I always change my rating to something else. I'm going to stick with League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Okay, well, I'll probably write them both down anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I rate this A New Hope. No, I rate this
A New Hope, you dick!
No, wait, I rate Matrix 2. All
right, so we'll be back either this weekend or next week for sure on Monday with The Mean Greener. And maybe some kind of special bootleg edition this time.
We could
know.
Get Jeremiah to do
this. Yeah, he could do the Mean Greener with us.
Oh my god, we have friends?
Adios, Burrito Quest!